When did you hear about Miss Harris and Dwight 26ler?
Just now.
Who told you?
Charlie Raziscombe. We walked home together.
Where'd he hear?
He didn't say.
Do you believe it?
Well, I have no strong reason to doubt it.
No, that's right. Rush and I were just talking about it, and I was saying it sounds ridiculous until a person thinks about it a second.
Think and Save, brought to you by Octadol, the soap that's famous for washing clothes so clean, they're fights without bleaching. Tonight's story from Oxidol's Fight Without Bleaching book is about a sliding star. I've heard of falling stars, Mrs. Kelly, but not sliding stars.
Well, last summer at a picnic, when my young son was playing baseball, he slid into home plate and was the star of the game.
I'll bet you were proud of him.
Well, sure, but you should have seen his good white shirt.
Dirty, huh?
Why, I even wondered if I'd have to bleach it to get it white again. But a friend said, use Oxidol. I did, and sure enough, it came white without bleaching.
Yes, Oxidol washes even the grimiest pieces white without bleaching. That's because Oxidol's lively hustle bubble suds lift out even ground-in dirt. In fact, scientific tests prove Oxidol washes clothes cleaner and whiter than less energetic soaps can ever hope to do. All your white things, except for stubborn stains, wash so honest-to-goodness clean, they're white without bleaching. Colored washables and rayons sparkle, too, because Oxidol's so safe for all of them. So next wash day, be proud of your wash. An Oxidol wash that's white without bleaching. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and her son, Mr. Rush Gook. Sade is seated on the davenport with a lapful of gentlemen's socks, while young Rush, who is newly arrived home, stands beside the library table. Mother and son are conversing animatedly. Listen.
Bluetooth Johnson and Snowy Clark both told me, and they sounded like they knew what they were talking about.
Irving, the grocery boy, said he'd heard the rumor three different places.
I always thought this romance business between Miss Harris and Dwight 26ler was only in Uncle Fletcher's imagination.
It might still be.
Miss Harris married to Mr. 26ler.
A person would never have imagined any such a thing. But far as I'm concerned, it'd be nice. Here's Mr. 26ler, a widower with married daughters in dismal Seepage, Ohio. He's kind of a peculiar fella, but he's a nice fella. And a dandy, conscientious provider, I'll bet. And here's Miss Harris, a widow and lonesome and fond of company.
Hey, Oklahoma. I was invited out sledding, but I don't think I'll go.
Here's Doug. Wonder if he's heard the rumor.
Hi.
I brought home some friends with me. I want you to meet Miss Williamson, Miss O'Connor, Miss Davenport, and Miss Campbell.
Doug is in good humor.
Yeah.
Miss Williamson, Miss O'Connor, Miss Davenport, and Miss Campbell and myself are getting married later on this afternoon.
Well, hello, people.
Hi.
I would like to present these four beautiful young ladies. Why, where did they go?
I expect they hid under the buffet.
Oh, why, of course they did. They're so shy. They really, really meant it, girls.
We heard a rumor.
I heard a rumor.
What rumor did you hear?
Mrs. Harris, across the alley, is shortly to marry Dwight 26ler.
We heard that rumor.
Hang up my hat and overcoat, sir. I refuse to bandy words with inconsequential homunculi.
That's me, all right.
If I had a watermelon, I'd eat the insides and use the outside for a sled and slide down Roosevelt Hill on my stomach.
Oh, when did you hear about Miss Harris and Dwight 26ler?
Just now.
Who told you?
Charlie Raziscombe. We walked home together.
Well, where did he hear?
He didn't say.
Do you believe it?
I have no strong reason to doubt it.
No, that's right. Rush and I were just talking about it, and I was saying it sounds ridiculous until a person thinks about it a second.
Oh, both Miss Harris and Dwight are cheerful, sensible, healthy, amiable, and reasonable. They're free and congenial and gregarious and eligible to get married, and there's no reason in the world why they shouldn't.
Of course, Mr. 26ler is an eccentric fella.
Did you hang my hat and overcoat neatly in the hallway?
Sure.
And what was your question?
I didn't ask any question. Just made the observation that Mr. 26ler is an eccentric fella.
We are all eccentric, Shelley.
Yeah, to a degree, but Mr. 26ler always has his mouth full of shingle nails. He wears his shoes on the wrong feet. Puts his cap on backwards. I agree with you. Everybody's more or less eccentric, but you take a guy that says...
Cheers, Uncle Fletcher.
In the living room, are they?
I had a notion he'd be along.
It's surprising he didn't arrive sooner.
How do I, Uncle Fletcher?
I am happy to find you at home.
Watch him rub it in now. He's been telling us all along there was romance between Miss Harris and Mr. 26er, and all we done was sit her and make fun.
He'll make us crawl on our stomach and eat crow.
Well, it's at 5 cents he will.
Mighty pretty day, sweetie, honey. I don't know when we've enjoyed such glorious weather in this section of December.
Well, hello.
Hello, Uncle Fletcher. You two scallywags on deck, are we?
Yes. Rush, honey, at any other time, I'd be more than happy to see you. You know that without me telling you, so I'm satisfied in advance your feelings won't be injured when I ask you if you wouldn't mind stepping down cellar for the next 10 to 15 minutes. I have a matter of the greatest importance to communicate to your papa and mama. A matter which is not suitable for the ears of tiny children. Here, you may take my corduroy cap and mackinaw and lay them on the kitchen table.
I don't think I need to go down cellar, Uncle Fletcher. I think I already know what's on your mind.
He won't mind going down cellar a few minutes, will he, Sadie, honey, and leaving the grown-ups with their adult conversation?
He knows about Miss Harris and Dwight 26er.
What?
Rush has heard that Miss Harris and Dwight 26er are engaged to be married.
He has?
Yes, and so have we.
Oh, it's all over town, Uncle Fletcher. The human race cannot refrain from gabbing.
No. And they never could from the beginning of time.
I read someplace... Who circulated these foul rumors? What nitwit scoundrel is it that has so little control over common decency?
Oh, ish. Foul rumors. Common decency. What's wrong with Miss Harris and Mr. 26 for getting married? We think it's fine.
It is fine.
Well, what you complaining about, then?
I wanted to spread the news.
That's what I thought you were complaining about. You're just upset because we heard the news elsewhere.
I was the half-witted engineer of this marriage. I was the fathead numbskull that introduced the loving couple. Sadie, I told you all along there was romance in the stew pan. I told you all along, Florence Harris, faint heart was succumbing to the charming blandishments of Dwight 26er.
I appreciate you did, Uncle Fletcher.
Sure I did. And what did you do? You scoffed and chuckled and snorted. You snickered and choked and derided. You grinned and tittered and guffawed.
Oh, ish, maybe not quite that bad. But I admit I didn't believe...
Rush, throw down some.
Oh, no, Uncle Fletcher.
Miss Harris and Dwight will be here in a minute.
Yeah?
They're waltzing over on happy feet.
Oh, it'd be grand seeing them.
They want to tell you people in person the joyous news.
Well, they can. We won't let on.
You are still above stairs, are they, Rush, honey?
Oh, don't make me go down cellar, Uncle Fletcher.
He's right, Uncle Fletcher. We won't let on.
Hi, Daisy, lady. Are you in the living room?
Here I am again.
Hi, Daisy.
Miss Harris and Dwight?
Well, Miss Harris, anyway.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Luke.
Dwight also. Mm-hmm. Dwight is here?
Yeah.
I hope we're not returning, Mrs. Luke.
Has he got his mouth full of shingle ale?
Sure he has.
I bet his wife puts a stop to that.
I bet she don't. I will gladly bet you $5 silver Dwight 26er keeps his mouth full of shingle nails as long as he chooses to keep his mouth full of shingle nails.
Monsieur, Mrs. Luke, and Rush, I am happy to find you at home.
Hello, Mr. 26er.
Hello, Dwight. Hello, Mrs. Harris.
Oh, I wonder what you think of us bursting right in without ringing or knocking or anything else.
Hello, Mrs. Harris.
Bless you, old man. You're not saying this.
Oh, I'm not saying a word, Dwight. Not a word. Good afternoon, Miss Harris, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rush.
Your name is Mrs. Harris, I expect.
Oh, Mr. Rush, what on earth can you be talking about?
Hey, what is this? Some kind of a conspiracy?
Mr. Cook and Rush, you will no doubt be astonished at the announcement of which I am about to make.
He's got his mouth full of shingle nails.
Yes.
I don't suppose you have been altogether oblivious of certain attentions I have paid to your charming neighbor during the past several months. I must not...
Why? You've got your mouth full of shingle nails. They can't understand what you're saying.
Well, I feel more comfortable when my mouth is full of shingle nails.
See, he calls her Florence.
But the people can't understand what you're saying, Dwight.
See, she calls him Dwight.
Uh-huh. Well, who could tell you what I was saying?
Take the shingle nails out of your mouth, Dwight.
Well, anything you say, Florence.
Are you going to do it?
Sure he's going to do it.
She told him to take the shingle nails out of his mouth, and he's actually going to do it.
Well, of course I'm going to do this.
By George, this is unbelievable.
You owe me $5 silver, Uncle Fletcher.
This is unbelievable, I say.
There.
Now speak your piece, Dwight.
I'm happy to
Florence, dear. Mr. and Mrs. Gook and Rush, you will no doubt be astonished at the announcement of which I am about to make.
He told him to take the shingle nails out of his mouth as he thought it.
I don't suppose that you have been altogether oblivious to certain attentions which I have paid to your charming neighbor during the past several months. I myself am an undeserving wretch, but I feel that I have a deep appreciation for the rare and the beautiful things. Miss Harris, or Florence, as she now permits me to call her, has been charitable enough to look upon my miserable suit with flavor. And I am the happiest man on earth.
Oh, well, congratulations.
My stars, yes.
I realize this is a surprise to you.
What?
I realize this is a surprise to you. Dwight and I hadn't really made up our minds until a few days ago.
Miss Harris has got a mouthful of shingle nails.
Yes, I've got my mouth full of shingle nails.
Hey, what's going on here?
Florence has got her mouth full of shingle nails.
No.
Yes, she has. Haven't you, Florence?
Yes, why?
Listen to that. Just listen to that.
Oh, Florence, I'm going to do my best to make you very, very happy.
I know you are, Dwight.
We will be just like two lovebirds in a tree.
Exactly like two lovebirds in a tree, Dwight.
There is romance.
Yes.
There's Frank George's real romance.
Which concludes another brief visit at the small house halfway up in the next block. But say, do the folks halfway up in the next block from you envy the sparkling whiteness of your wash? Do they even ask if you bleach it? If so, and you're an Oxidol user, you proudly say, no, Oxidol washes white without bleaching. Sure, because Oxidol's busy hustle bubble suds lift dirt out. Wash even your grimiest pieces so clean that except for unusual stains, they're white without bleaching. Wash colors and rayons sparkle too, because Oxidol's so wonderfully safe. So use Oxidol and be proud of your wash. That's white without bleaching. Listen tomorrow night, same time, when the makers of Oxidol again bring you Vic and Fade, written by Paul Reimer. But right now, listen.
Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay can mean a smoother, softer skin? Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay is the way you should begin? You ought to try it now. You'd better start today. The Camay Mild Soap Diet is the lovely woman's way for softer and more glamorous complexion. Camay, Camay, Camay.
Yes, for that lovelier complexion, it's Camay. Camay, the soap of beautiful women.
This is Guy Pillsbury inviting you to be with us again tomorrow evening for Vic and Fade. Until tomorrow then, good night. Our country desperately needs used fats to help make soap and hundreds of other items. So to have more soap, save more used fat. You get 4 cents a pound.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.